first lesson from the Word is a portion of the fourth chapter of the book of Genesis. And the man knew Eve, his wife, and she conceived and bare Cain and said, I have gotten a man, Yehovah. And she added to bear his brother Abel. And Abel was a shepherd of the flock, and Cain was a tiller of the ground. And at the end of days it came to pass that Cain brought of the fruit of the ground an offering to Yehovah. And Abel he also brought of the firstlings of his flock and of the fat thereof. And Yehovah looked to Abel and to his offering. But unto Cain and unto his offering he looked not. And Cain's anger was kindled exceedingly, and his faces fell. And Yehovah said unto Cain, Why art thou wroth, and why are thy faces fallen? If thou doest well, art thou not exalted? And if thou doest not well, sin lieth at the door. And to thee is his desire, and thou rulest over him. And Cain talked to Abel his brother, and it came to pass when they were in the field that Cain rose up against Abel his brother and slew him. And Yehovah said to Cain, Where is Abel thy brother? And he said, I know not. Am I my brother's keeper? And he said, What hast thou done? The voice of thy brother's blood crieth to me from the ground. And now art thou cursed from the ground which had opened its mouth to receive thy brother's blood from thy hand. When thou tillest the ground, it shall not henceforth yield unto thee its strength. A fugitive and a wanderer shalt thou be in the earth. Amen. Now today we heard a story about two brothers, actually the first brothers we ever know about, namely Cain and Abel. Abel, as we heard, was the oldest. Cain was the oldest and Abel was the younger. And they were also different in another way, namely that we are told that Cain was the tiller of the ground, which is the same as a farmer who grows things in the field. And Abel was a shepherd. And they both brought offerings to the Lord to show their gratitude for the Lord's help, for having helped them bring these things from the fields and the flocks to them. And then we heard that Abel's offering was received by the Lord, but Cain's offering was not. And now we may wonder, why was that? Was it, do you think, because the Lord liked shepherds better than farmers? No, of course not. It doesn't matter what we do, whether we are shepherds or farmers or anything else. We know that if we do something that is useful, if we try to do it well, try to do it honestly and right, then it pleases the Lord. So that was not the reason, but we actually know the reason because there was something else the Lord said to Cain. And that was, he said, that thou rulest over him. That is, that Cain wanted to rule over Abel. In other words, Cain thought that he was much more important than Abel. You might even say much more important than anybody else. And that was the reason why his offering was not accepted. Because even before Cain did something wrong, namely murdering his brother Abel, he already in his heart had envy and anger. And that is why his offering was not accepted. And this envy and anger was what led him to murder his brother Abel. Now, what is envy? Is envy when you see that somebody has something you don't have, but that you really would like. No, there's nothing wrong with seeing something that you would like, even if somebody else has it. But what is wrong is when we see something somebody else has that we would like and that we don't have. And then because we don't have it and they have it, we become angry at them. Even to the point where we might want to try to take it away from them. And that is when we feel envy, and that is when we feel anger. And that is what happened to Cain. And he felt this anger so strongly that it even led him to murder his own brother. And when we have this envy and this anger in our hearts, then it becomes more and more anger that goes out to everybody around us. And then it is also that we as Cain become a fugitive, as the Lord said, somebody who doesn't belong anywhere, simply because there's nobody that we want to be with, or nobody who wants to be with us, because we are full of this anger and envy. So that is something we need to fight too. Fight this anger and envy in our hearts, and instead learn to feel joy when we see the happiness and good fortune of others, to share our joys with them. And as we do that, then it is that the Lord will accept our offering of prayers, our offering of gratitude and love. And then it is the Lord will receive us the same way that he received the offering of Abel. Amen.